You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers, Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win 3-1, Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win 8-1. What about Harry Kane, Derek? Two in his last 11 now. He'd got 11 in 14 before that. He's part of the headline offer, but they need him at the moment, Spurs.
You wonder, have opposing defences found him out, or is he just not getting any kind of service? I suspect it's the latter, really. I mean, Spurs are convincing no one right now. They've gone backwards. And I can't believe Everton are 3-1 to win here. They haven't done too much wrong, Everton, this season. I've no idea. I think, I'd actually take Everton to finish above Spurs this season. This is the battle for eighth spot, some are saying. But I would suggest Everton might get there instead of Spurs. I mean, they both had a difficult transfer window, haven't they, with Everton wanting to keep hold of Stones and Spurs chairman Daniel Levy not wanting to let go of Pounds. Have you ever known a tighter man than that?
It's good, that, isn't it?
£25 million this West Brom one for Saido Berahino, and he's only offered £10.99. So he's got some way to go, yeah. I think Everton had a great bet here. Like Arsenal, people might think I'm anti-North London. That's not true. I'm anti-London. And Everton to beat Tottenham and Newcastle to beat Arsenal, I think that's a great anti-North London double.
Oh, very nice. Mm. Very nice indeed. They are a big prize here, Everton leads. Two managers maybe under a little bit of pressure and scrutiny at the moment, I think, in Mauricio Pochettino and Roberto Martinez.
Yeah, difficult team to call, Everton, at the minute, aren't they? I mean, I was surprised by the 3-0 win at Southampton. I must admit, I didn't expect that to happen. Southampton did have a lot of chances, or shots on goal, maybe not so many clear-cut chances in that game. Conceded two against Watford, two against Man City. Can't really, argue too much about that. Three against Barnsley. Look, I'm going to, unless they start keeping clean sheet after clean sheet after clean sheet, I'm going to be banging on about this all season long, that he does not know how to put a defence together. Yeah. If they do leave John Stones, lose John Stones, he is in dire straits there as far as defence goes for me. Tottenham, I tend to agree with Derek in terms of the prices. I can't really go for them. They've shown me nothing. I think Harry Kane's injured. I don't think he's fit. And I think they're having to play him because he's, is the only striker they've got at the minute, which, as you mentioned, Derek, Daniel Levy's transfer policy. There's some great articles in the press over the last week about how he leaves it late and how they struggle early in the season and how that generally costs them a Champions League spot or even, they're not even in a position to challenge, I've been watching a lot of the World Athletics. They're never even on the shoulder of the kind of leading pack, are they?
No.
They're always too far away by the time they get to the final lap. I'll leave this kind of athletics thing now, actually, so they've got no chance of catching them. And you're spot on with that. I'd probably go for the draw here, I think. I think the 5-2, the price for the draw is decent. I can see why Derek likes Everton at 3-1. If you like that, but you're not quite sure, maybe the +1 Everton's worth a look or the draw no bet. But I tell you, I think both teams will score here, though. I think we will see a couple of goals just because of Everton's, difficulties at the back. Over 2.5, 4-5, it's no great price. It's under 2.5, 19-20, so there's not much in either of those prices, really. Bit of a boring one, but yeah, just a nice solid over 2.5 is decent. The both teams to score price is 4-6, so there's not a lot in it, really, but the draw for the outrights for me, 5-2.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.